It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 611.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Happy Monday.
It's a late one. It's 6:22 p.m. here in Melbourne. Top of 28 degrees with a high humidity.
Was a top of 28. Now, it's probably not that.
What is it now?
Because we're coming to the end of the day. We're not the top shouldn't be. We should be on the sort of decline, moving into the 13s overnight. Into a top of 23 tomorrow with thunderstorms.
What's the temp right now?
Cooked it. 26 degrees now, going down to 18 tonight.
Tomorrow?
Back up to 22 tomorrow.
20, nice. Good to get that across.
22 thunderstorms, lower 14.
Good to get the banter, the weather banter out. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of weather banter at my son's third birthday over the weekend.
That was good. The happy birthday, Bodie.
Yeah, mate, I'm lucky that we had a tarp. A marquee.
Okay. Whose marquee was it?
My brother Jacko's. It was his marquee.
Harry's asking, traffic on the Westgate?
Yeah, oh, mate, there's traffic always chopper? Fucking traffic
on the – I bet there's a cam. There's definitely a Westgate cam.
There would be traffic on the Westgate. Definitely going out, like outbound right now. Whew, yucky. Absolute yucky. That's the traffic.
A lot of traffic report. One thing that's an interesting observation with third birthdays, different to first birthdays.
Mate.
I reckon
tell me about it.
First birthdays – is very much like everyone who's like been in your life,
yep.
Almost like a wedding.
Yep.
By the third birthday, all of them have gone because obviously you've had the kid and they're just fucking over it by three. And so like don't you find that it was a very different crowd?
Dude, first, yeah, you're right. You're spot on. It's more about the parents at that point. Mm-hmm. You bring your mates over, you drink, you know, you can drink. It's like there's not a great deal of responsibility. The kid's just crawling at that point. Or walking, some of them are. Two, it's a useless birthday.
Why didn't I go to the second
because
birthday?
Because we had about three people there. It was like my brother. And yeah,
but
then,
I was invited. I think I was invited. No, there was
literally,
a reason.
It was Bodie.
Was it your parents?
Yeah, is it? Yeah, you would have been invited.
I can't remember what happened.
Campton was there. His kid, like it was so small. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really have a great deal of mates and they can't really walk. So they're all just – they're all losers.
And then three, the third
oh
one.
Oh, my God. We had about 50 people at our house. Mm-hmm. Oh, dude. Because it was so stressful. So stressful.
I was –
no fun.
Even though we're good mates, I hadn't been to your house yet, which is
you've
just –
you've been at the front. You dropped me back late. Bree's been in.
Yeah, Bree's the big selling point is obviously the size. Like, it's fucking huge. It, like, when there's that many people – like when you think huge and then you have that many people in a room, it felt still like small.
Mate, you have 15 kids. Mm-hmm. There's at least 15 parents that come. And if not, husband and wife, girlfriend, whatever it is, they all come. Mm-hmm. And so you double that.
Yeah.
So you could be at 40 people. You could be at 45 people just from 15 kids.
By the way, we're just getting some pushback. I think it's from Lisa.
What's Lisa saying? Lisa Stevenson?
Nah.
Lisa who?
LK Lee. I think her name is Lisa.
Lisa.
97's, I think Josh is a meanie pants to you. Tell him to be nice.
I just said before we started this episode, do you guys want to box on? I'll give you gloves and you can box on. And it's like, when it sounds like, you know, that is violence. it's more just like, do you guys just want to sort something out? But it's not even malicious like what you have going on. It's more like Mr. 97, when you're irritable, is the target because you couldn't box me out.
But 97 takes it like an absolute champ.
Yeah, you'd be more drained than when you started trying to box on with me mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually.
All right, Harps. And so, there was
– he loves
but
it.
There was – good crowd.
Dude. It was real stressful and I was in bed by 2:30 p.m. or 3 p.m. with Bodie and he was knackered. Like he was so tired after that event.
Do you think he doesn't like parties?
It's just so much for them. The kid woke up early just wanting presents and then the presents get them. Like, because then all the other kids want to get the presents, open the presents and then they're upstairs. Go upstairs and it's like a dog has got itself a, you know, some kind of toy and ripped it apart. Mm-hmm. There's shit everywhere. It's full on. But best present goes to Michelle Timms, our next door neighbour.
Really?
The next day, so Sunday when things had calmed down. Maybe it was Saturday.
Because 97 gave a night of babysitting.
I didn't know this. Is this true?
Did you read the card?
I haven't read any of the cards yet.
Ah.
I've got all the cards in a pile.
You checked for, you opened it in front. You checked. You got Bodhi to check the
cash. He didn't read it.
It was a joke. I was like, I'll read it later.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I'll read that. So I'll do that tonight.
So you can't really base whether Michelle was given the best gift if you haven't actually.
Well, if you just told me it's a night of babysitting, that's pretty good.
Do you think you'd take him up on it?
Yeah. Bodhi loves Mace. Loves him.
What do you need to be a babysitter?
Patience.
What about like facilities?
No, you come to our place.
No,
he can't go. He can't go to Mr. 97's.
Why not?
So because part of the pitch within 97's card was, like it's great. Everyone will look after him here.
So a night of babysitting. I haven't read the fine print. What was in the fine print? Sounds like there's bloody fine print. Location specific.
No, it was just like if you and Amy want a night off, mm-hmm. Brody can come around to our place and hang out with me and my brothers and my dog and mum and dad.
Is that different to a babysitting?
What time though would this be? What time can I drop him off? What time can I pick him up?
Pick up, I don't know, like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock.
What's he doing at 10 o'clock, 11 sleeping? O'clock? Where?
We've got a spare bed.
And you're expecting him to go to your place at like 5. Then no, go to bed at 9.
You can do afternoon. You can okay. do.
But you want him to fall asleep and then.
You guys go out. The thought was you guys can go out for dinner and then I'd get back later or whatever and then come pick him up.
But so you want Bodhi.
The thought is really great. Logistically, it doesn't quite
fit. Because you want them to wake up Bodhi at like 10 o'clock when they get back and then drive him to another bed. Is that the idea?
He hasn't thought it through. Whatever works. He hasn't thought it through. So the reason it's like people get babysitters to their house mm-hmm. is because by the time he's gone down to bed, like you've put him down to bed at 8, 9, whatever it is, and then he's asleep and I don't have to touch him, I don't have to wake him up. So the problem with dropping him off at yours and then coming back to yours and getting him is exactly what you said. So it's really hard.
Do you think that like because I'm very creative and I like when Bodhi does things creatively, even if it's like at the detriment to his own self-respect. Like, for instance, the other day he was using a juggling ball, like a ball, like he was a dog and he was picking it up with his mouth and jumping over and then, yeah, he was doing that. And then so I proceeded to throw the ball and be like, go get it, doggy. And then he would go and he'd put it in his mouth. And then I tried to like throw it up in the air and so catch it like a dog. But I couldn't tell whether Amy was, I felt like she was like half like, oh, that's cute and half like, oh, Josh, stop treating Bodhi like a dog.
No, that's fine. I was on the phone to him today just saying, monkey boy, are you there? And he was like, really? he's a little animal.
So what do you need for, so from a babysitter, what do babysitters cost, by the way?
$20 an hour, $30 an hour upwards. It's like.
Have you ever paid for a babysitter?
In New Zealand, because we went for a wedding. Mm-hmm. We got a random through an agency, but they're not. It's not random because it's an agency and they're checked, or they're just professional, you know, professional carers. And so that was about $120 or something cash.
How do you know that they're professional? What sort of vibe?
She was lovely. It was a agency, so you can look at. It's a profiles? Legit business.
Could you be like, yeah, you can't I want just, that person.
No, we didn't pick that. But people go to Bali mm-hmm. and they get. Balinese people to look after their kids. There's like services you can get through hotels. But I mean, at what point, it's more going, it's always going to be fine, but what if yeah. you just wanted to get pissed at Potato Head and your kid drowns yeah. under the care? Not saying it's going to happen, mm-hmm. but that's where I struggle. I'm like, that's what you'd have to be okay with. Not okay with.
But really? That's what you're going to be. You've got to be okay with your kid dying.
You've put your kid in that position.
Nah, I don't think that that's the – I think that through babysitting, you should be able to go out and expect that they're going to be alive.
No, but no, that's what I think. That's what I think. But what I'm saying is overseas, it's like you're deciding mm-hmm. and you're taking risks in anything you do.
Yeah.
You have one drink and drive your kid. It's like mm-hmm. – Is that why, you know, if something happens, it's like.
Well, that's a different, now you're talking about drink driving with the kid in the car.
No, one drink, you can still drive legally. But what I'm saying is it's like, it's a mm-hmm. choice you're making. It's a choice to let your kid ride the bike down a steep hill with no brakes.
Well, which you've done.
Many times.
Actually, it just occurred to me when I was babysat as a kid. Is that what you're saying? Babysat?
Yeah.
When you'd come home, like when my parents would come home, they would then have to drop the babysitter home. Like they'll drive and drop them off. The poor babysitter who had to have the conversation with my dad, just like, you know, just, how was your evening? Do you think that'd be pretty awkward?
Richie's all right. He just would
have been real awkward, I could imagine.
No, I'm sure he's fine. I remember a babysitter that told us about, and it almost like sort of seeped into my mind that Terminator 1, where there's a scene in Terminator 1. I think she might have shown us this film, but I just remember like an atomic bomb going off, and it's like a vision in her mind of like someone holding a fence, and the heat, the sort of wave of blast came and sort of like stuck someone on a fence.
Do you think you wouldn't have been allowed to watch that if it wasn't
definitely
your
not.
Baby?
Okay. But I just remember it was like something that naughty babysitters. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like this. It's night. It's.
And I think that would be my issue. I would lean into that.
Oh, but that's we would have been
because kids love the naughty babysitter.
Oh yeah.
Like my one babysitter, I've told this story before, but she'd been instructed that I needed to read my reader. You know what a reader is?
Well, it's just like reading
it's a
practice
folder.
For a kid.
Yeah, it's a folder, and for some reason they put a bit of string. Maybe I need to do this with the book club so I actually finish the book. But you have to read a certain amount of pages. And I remember she said, no, Josh, you have to. And I stayed up until mum and dad got home to tell them in front of her, don't pay her. Which is such
you're a dog.
Which is such a power move.
It's of course so they paid her and drove her home and said sorry about him.
Definitely.
Sevs, have you got any babysitting stories? Did you have babysitters?
Yeah, I did after school care, but then during the school holidays, I remember having a babysitter called Daniel.
What's Daniel's deal?
Daniel.
Where did Daniel come from?
Daniel, I don't know. I think
Daniel.
He might have gone to. Oh no, he worked in the aftercare program. That's how we met him. But he used to ride his bike around and home, but he would bring his Wii around and let us play with it.
Cool, Daniel.
Oh, that's
Daniel's
fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
but he was great. Like, he sports and everything. We'd play PlayStation with him. He'd come swimming in the pool with us.
Oh, that's good.
Take us down to the Boroondara Sports Complex.
Oh, great. Really? So it was that, like,
yeah.
activities like that?
Yeah, yeah. Cricket, everything.
What about tutors as kids? Did you have tutors?
Yeah. I remember I really wanted to get these shoes that my tutor had. And they were all white. They looked really cool, but mum wouldn't let me get them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw one of my tutors out one night, actually. Ignored her.
No, I get it. No, there was a Kathy. A lady
when I was
named
older.
Kathy. Like, my mum spent so much money on tutors, and I would just manipulate the tutor into not doing any, like, actual stuff. Like, I would just sort of entertain them and
you have
tell them stories.
It's so what you do. Mm. Even we had Anna come in to work on your scats.
Yeah, yeah.
But I walked past a couple of times, but I just heard you just doing keynotes to her. And I'm just like, I said to my, Josh has manipulated her into thinking he's got the best back scap.
Yeah, I managed to
do
everything but any scap work.
You do well at talking them down.
Yeah,
or
but
talking
then she
them
was
around.
But then we were talking about it because like somehow in the whole thing we're talking about how I do this.
Were so you? Even, oh, you actually were. Yeah, so I'm not just
no. So
it up.
When in school, I knew that Miss Turok, my teacher, loved Survivor. It was like the first year Survivor had ever come out, and she was obsessed. And so I knew that in science, I would just say, "Oh, Miss Turok, did you watch Survivor?" And it would set off like a 20-minute bit where we would just be talking about Survivor.
And you did it. You knew it's quite intelligent, to be honest. It's, well, it's very not, emotionally it's just, intelligent. To understand that you can get away from doing the thing that they want you to be doing by talking. It's like I think the equivalent would be someone that goes to a psychologist, but it's almost like tells the problem, but here's why the problem. So you're actually, it's this loop where you're never actually working on anything.
Well, the
It's quite funny. I think it's quite common.
I think my favorite bit of manipulation was in high school was like I would do all the extracurricular activities and then I would get notes from all of the teachers running the extracurricular activities saying that Josh can't attend maths today because he's working on this theater project or this production. And I had enough extracurricular activities going that every single lesson, like I was missing out on so many classes to the point where all the teachers had to be like, well, look, we need to all start talking because Josh hasn't been to maths in 6 weeks because I'll just be doing other stuff. A lot of infighting, a lot of fighting within staff because of it.
Yeah.
But no, my tutor was, very easy to manipulate. But I think, like, who's the joke? The joke's on me because now I'm dumb as fuck. do you know your times tables, guys?
Twos, struggle with threes, fours, sixes, I'm all right with.
Six sixes?
36.
Yeah, it's the easiest. Six sevens?
42.
Yeah.
Six nines?
54.
Yeah. Nah, that's the thing, the recall of them instantly. It's not like I can run through them to get it, but that's the problem.
Yeah.
But I don't know, how do you need them? I heard on the radio last night this fucking 13-year-old kid who's a chess prodigy, a chess master.
Oh, I'd love to get, fuck, I want to do that tonight.
13, chess master. Mm-hmm. But like he's definitely got a few screws that are slightly there, you know, put into some new holes and forms. You know, like he's a genius. Like,
have you taken the saying, a screw's for you loose, and then sort of adapted
taken that screw over here, undone the screw loose and pushed it into this thing, and it's made him a genius.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the chess, I think, is a great skill. I'd love to, in that house that I envisage where I've got all the books, I'd love to have like a really nice chessboard.
Can you play chess by yourself? Because that sounds like what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, I don't know actually.
You don't want to be playing chess, but it's a two-person game.
If you had to bring one prop and your babysit, I know that Bodhi is your kid, so you don't babysit when you're the dad. It's a big no-no to say that. But if you were babysitting and you're looking after Bodhi, you can only bring one prop, what would it be? To entertain him.
Oh, I mean, do you want the easy, the easy way out is a phone.
Mm-hmm. No phones.
No phones? For Bodhi, a bike.
Okay.
Then we get to be outdoors.
If it's indoors.
Indoors. Oh, I mean, there's any kind of game. He's got like this, which was good, was like hippos that like, or turtles that have this mouth that goes out and eats these balls and there's four players.
Oh, that's a fun game.
Hit him and they see how many balls he can get. He was on that for ages.
Mm.
But he got from actually right now the present I said that Michelle Timms next door neighbor got him.
What was it?
So she said, Bodhi, do you want to see your present? He said, yeah. He said, go to the chocolate drawer. He knows where the chocolate drawer is in her house.
Yeah,
I'll get Bodhi to tell you if you know. He runs inside, goes to this chocolate drawer. I'm with him, and he pulls the chocolate drawer open, and there's a dismantled leaf blower. She's bought him a leaf blower.
Bullshit.
Like a legit.
Isn't that really? So lovely?
She bought him a leaf blower.
So thoughtful.
Yeah, it's so sick because he always steals hers and walks around.
Is it like a kid's version?
Nah, adult one. And so it's the exact one that she has and he walks around and he looks over and says, Daddy, say high street sweeper. That's what he tells me to call him.
Okay.
High street sweeper. All right. And he's just out the front. And so he's done the garage. He's done the night, like out in the front, and he just loves it.
Were you offended when I said that I think Bodhi's going to be a generalist?
It's quite funny.
Well, because I was thinking about it, because he was jumping off things. And I was like, oh, he'd be quite a good stunt person, or he's not necessarily, it's not like, oh, geez, he's obsessed with skateboarding or obsessed with motorbikes or obsessed with one specific thing. But one thing he likes to do is get physical and get like injured and tumble and do all that. And so I want there's a generalist role potentially for him.
But there's my brother is the guy that's good at most things.
Mm-hmm. Would you call him a generalist?
Oh, but then are you a generalist if you are
an expert at everything?
Better than most? like go-karting, he'd nail all of us in fucking what else is there? Any really? Like bowling.
Really?
Bowling, he'll nail us.
I wanna verse him in all these things. Could we do a whole is this Mikey?
Yeah, Mikey. The things where he's probably more general, like snowboarding he's okay at. Like I reckon I'd cane him in that. Skateboarding, cane him in that. But he's still good at all this shit.
Okay.
But there's like the if you're playing
what do you
him,
think I
he's
would
competitive.
Beat him, what do you think I'd beat him in?
Nothing physical.
Operating
nothing
a
physical. Nothing physical. anything digital.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. I don't think you'd be able to beat him in so like
10
if you went to any goal.
10 pin bowling, I could beat him.
Nah. The thing is he's too competitive and he's too like focused. And he's too just like
I would love to
general
do
at some at a good level of most things.
I would love to verse him. That's something fun that I like. His availability. Do you reckon just on a just on a weeknight he could go bowling with me? If it was content.
I'm sure he would.
Could we hook that up? I know. I've got a bowling place in mind.
Whereabouts is the the smaller ones?
So like there's the city one. The Strike. People who does the people who do Holy Moly. Is it Strike? I think it's Strike.
So Holy Moly is a different thing, but
Holy Moly's the mini goal.
He'd smash you in mini
goal. Potentially, but I reckon
no, he would. That's another thing. He's like good at golf. He's
golf
good
for mini golf.
Yeah,
you take either one, he'll beat you in both.
All right. Well, I think
unless you say you're really good at golf,
it'd be good to do some form of
driving range. George wants to do golf. We can do golf.
Oh, that's right. But George is shit at golf.
A golf day would be great.
I mean, he just had a
driving range. Fuck, we need to do a driving range. When could we do that?
There's plenty of these around. We could do that. We could do a bunch. We could do it all in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Driving range.
It sounds
bowling.
Almost like a
13th birthday party.
I was going to say a bachelor party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
we can add drinking in.
Yeah, why don't we do a party? Because I haven't had birthday parties since I was 21.
You had a 21st?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Can't remember. No, just people came over to my house. But what about
who?
I mean, we could do it as part of 97's birthday week.
Birthday.
But that's too far away.
You're 21 this year, kid. Wow.
Yeah, big 21.
What could,
Have you ever had a birthday party?
No.
Okay.
Daily talk show Olympics, says Jake. I love it.
Yeah. And then we get.
Well, so when's the Olympics on, Sevs? We can't call it the Olympics because they get very upset with that sort of thing.
They'll sue us.
Friday, 24th of July to the 9th of August.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where is it going to be this year?
China. It's a problem. If
really?
This fucking thing continues.
Coronavirus.
If it continues.
Is it
Tokyo? Summer Olympics.
Japan.
Yeah,
it's not going to be a problem. It's going to be all good.
So that China bit was.
Well, someone was telling me about surfing and related it to China. That's
remember they were saying surfing.
I heard that.
No, we heard surfing in Japan. Tokyo.
No. I got China on the mind today. I was speaking to a guy, one of the parents at my son's party.
Mm-hmm.
Quarantine. He quarantined himself. He came back. He worked it for business
way
over
of
in China.
Out of a third birthday. Just
no, but he still
yourself.
Had to pay daycare fees at the other place, and be in his house. I don't know how big his house is with his wife and daughter, who's Bodhi's age, for two straight weeks, not leaving.
Does travel insurance cover that?
I don't know.
Can you type in Sevs? Does travel insurance cover coronavirus?
Quarantine period.
The craziest bit about the whole the coronavirus thing is this whole bat blood thing,
which is they're saying that's where it's come from.
Yeah,
yeah. Conspiracy Jimmy's been on to me about this, sending me rats eating bats. Well, bats. It's fucked. I saw a video of it. It's horrid.
So my mum, she was saying, this lady at her work. Is a big conspiracy theorist. She doesn't really spend much time on the internet. So I wonder like where the lady gets these.
There's a few knocking about coronavirus. Hit me.
Yeah. So the coronavirus, the big one that mum was saying, this lady was saying, was Oh, there was a few. Fuck, there was one about the. Oh, so the lady said, for one thing, the lady said was, we've got the cure for cancer. And she said, I was like, vitamin B19 or something. That's like the cure to cancer, but they don't want to tell you. There's a lot of people that make money from that.
So there was a woman at your mum's birthday that knew
the cure for cancer? No. This was at her dental, like mum's a dental.
Oh, mum's dental. Okay,
this
sorry.
This is her work.
Yeah.
And so the lady said that. Then she also said that the coronavirus was created because China was worried about all the shit that was happening with, I guess, like the Hong Kong stuff, like just a movement, a bit of a groundswell of students starting to maybe push back on the government.
Mm.
And so by creating the coronavirus, they were then able to stop everyone from doing that. Have you heard this? This is absolutely a conspiracy theory, obviously.
Yeah, the other one is America has released it, something to do with slowing them down around the trade war, trade agreement stuff. There's that. What else is there?
It's pretty fucked up either
just
way.
Kind of, I mean, trying to control
the trade war.
Well, that's exactly what I said to the person that told me that. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. But
it screws their economy as well.
It's ridiculous. It's
I mean, the one thing that I find difficult is like people joke about it, but there's like a lot of people that are fucking dead. But not only that, if you think about it, if it was in Melbourne, if it was the exact same, if you flipped it on its head and it was in Melbourne.
Quarantine.
How pissed would you be if you lived in Melbourne about the way that sort of a bunch of people have like joked about the whole thing? Like I feel like they can sort of be tied up into this dehumanizing thing around like, oh, it's bats.
Yeah.
It is pretty fucked up.
Like the bat thing. Yeah. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
It is serious. What was I going to say? I can't remember.
We're both a bit tight.
Bianca says, first Iran, next China, Josh is getting cancelled.
I'm not getting it. Bianca, unless you're cancelling me, I'm still on.
No. Sorry, I was telling you guys about Daniel Andrews put up a post about how Chinese restaurants, Chinatown in the city, Glen Waverley, Box Hill, really fucking struggling, like severely struggling these restaurants because people are not going there and not eating there. I think we go and have
some Chinese for Fat Fridays.
Something. Yeah, we're going to go sit in.
Why? Don't they? Because of the 30% Uber Eats cost?
No, because it's it's showing people that it's fine.
Is it?
Yes, that's the thing. It's like it's dumb.
Yeah. More safety measures than ever, probably.
Well, no one's actually.
What is the safety measure of someone with coronavirus, though?
Safety measure that they have to take, or
as in that's what I'm wondering. There's potentially more safety precautions when it comes to like the handling of food and who's doing.
So is that what they're worried about? Are people worried that there's?
No, I think they're just.
Aren't they worried about?
Like, it's a bit of a. I think it's a bit of a racist thing.
Yeah,
and so you're not going to these restaurants. No, but
if you were to worry about getting, it's like someone worrying about being on a plane that they're going to die on the plane. It's statistically they're going to die in a car before they die on a plane, and so. The chance of getting coronavirus by going to a Chinese restaurant is fucking ridiculously low.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the connection people make. Chinese restaurant, fucking coronavirus. But it's even the Chinese population as well. So the thing about race, sure, there's probably some fucking racists out there that are connecting the Chinese people and coronavirus. But then there's also people in the community that are like, I'm not fucking going anywhere.
Yeah.
But the point is we should support the businesses.
I'll be honest. I don't eat Chinese food much.
I've been craving it, to be honest.
Really? I don't think – I haven't really had Chinese
food. Of course, man.
Well, no, the thing is that we had Mexican Cantina the other day. It was delicious. I reckon the last real – the last Chinese place that I remember going to, Chinese restaurant, and it mustn't be the last one, but Endeavour Hills, like going back maybe – 15, fuck, it would be longer than that. 20 years. No, I was young enough that I worked out. I got a deep fried ice cream and I saw that they'd lit the ice cream. You know how that's like on fire?
Mm.
And I was like, oh, how do they do that? And it was like vanilla essence, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Back in the day when there was alcohol in it. Yeah.
And so I just remember going home when mum left and I'd put vanilla essence on the pan and go, And, so, and then mum would go, what smells like burning? no, that was a real fun. Yeah, but I, to be honest, like, yeah, not much of a Chinese restaurant guy.
I just remember as a kid, there was a Chinese. It was one of the only takeaways. Like, if you think about it, years and years ago, they were the leaders in
pizza.
Takeaway. Pizza, Chinese food. Like, think about it was Chinese restaurants doing their own delivery.
Well, you tell the story with your dad and
My dad took his pot down to the Chinese restaurant to get takeaway. They were more progressive back then than they are now. Great.
Well, the I was watching the Papa John. Do you know who Papa John is?
No.
Do you know what Papa John's is?
No.
Papa John's is a pizza.
Oh, actually, no, I've seen this.
It's a pizza establishment anyway.
Is it up there with like Eagle Boys or like Domino's?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a chain. Mm-hmm.
And they
Papa John's.
Anyway, he was taught this. The founder, he loves pizza. And he just like off the cuff was like, oh, yeah, you know, I have 8 slices a week. He was sort of talking as if that was a lot of pizza.
One family?
Got me really thinking about my habits. Because pizza's been my go. Because the funny thing is he also said, oh, you know, pizzas are really nutritious. You just need to watch how much you eat. I think that's a little bit of a contradiction.
Yeah. They're really, really good. They have nutrients within them, lots of them.
So much energy that you
you got to watch how much of them you eat.
No, but Chinese food. I don't know. It's definitely not my first thing. You know the whole what's the wheel? The lazy Susan, is that still a thing?
Oh yeah, at Chinese restaurants. Mm-hmm. I wonder how Flower Drum's going. It's like a high end Chinese food. But let's do it.
Blinky Bill says deep fried ice cream isn't quite Chinese food.
I know. That's the one Chinese dish you mentioned you got from a Chinese restaurant. Fried rice would be – I remember eating fried rice with the little prawns in it.
What, is there no connection between fried ice cream and what, they just had a fryer and wanted to diversify?
I don't know. Thai places do that too. Like Thai – it depends on where you're getting it from.
Mexican cantinas start doing that.
They started doing that. Then it's across the board,
I think they had like a chicken – did they have a chicken parma there, Sevs?
At Mexican?
Yeah, yeah. They did.
Far out. That's
slightly modified, I reckon.
Tex-Mex, Bogue-Mex.
Bogue-Mex.
Just like Bogue and Australian Mexican.
Well, there's
I love it.
I love Mrs. Palmer's. It's been a while since I've been there.
Mate, I can't talk food anymore. I'm too hungry.
Yeah.
I want dinner now. We haven't even eaten dinner.
Right, well, before we go, we've got people joining us in the live stream.
Who's on the stream,
Jake,
guys?
You guys should do Yum-Cha.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You can eat or you can eat Fat Fridays. That's a great idea.
That'd be sick.
Support the businesses, he says.
Do you know one, Jake? Let us know.
We got an email from GFC24.
GFC24.
Global Financial Crisis 2024.
2024.
Good year.
Fan from the UK. I stumbled upon the podcast after listening and watching Matt Diavella's work. Thought I'd give this a go and have been loving it since. Haven't listened to a daily podcast before this one, so now I never have to listen to the radio again. Good chat and guests. Can't ask for more. Keep up the good work.
Converting.
5 stars.
Fighting the good fight.
That's great.
Thanks, GFC.
Good one, 90 serves. Great reading.
Thank you.
It's patronising, I think.
I wasn't meant to be.
Feedback for next time?
Real-time feedback on Mr. 97's reading.
I don't have any criticism because, to be honest, I can't be bothered. But also, we don't have time to talk about it, but
here we go.
The book club.
I'll grab it.
You don't need to grab. Okay, just grab the book. So what I'm thinking, just don't knock that. Geez, you love to jump around, don't you? So it's a bit squashed, isn't it? It's been in my bag. You're Not Listening is the book, and that was this month's book club. The aim of the game is. Oh, I'm really pissed at how that's. This is the problem. Is there a trick to putting books in
bags?
Just don't put them in bags and don't read them. Leave them on the bookshelf and they'll be fine.
Do you reckon that would help?
Yeah.
You need a laptop bag.
Well, because if it's in a little thing, then it's not going to have it's not going to bend and stuff.
Anyway, so we're going to finish this book and I really want to get the author on.
We're going to get there.
I was thinking that we can get George to do a little edit of us mentioning it and I can present it to her, like email and say, hey, we'd love to have you on.
If she was on 3AW radio, she'd come on out.
ABC.
ABC radio.
She'd yeah, come definitely. On our show. But I've got the title of the next book that
which,
we're going
oh,
to
hang on. Which you can't read that out. Now we're going to get through
how
this
many,
book.
No, no, right. How many pages are you on? We're meant to be at 100 today.
Yeah, nearly there. 79.
Oh, you could get there tonight and then yeah. This week you could do like a individual piece outside of the show yeah. That's around that.
And so I think that'd be great. And the other thing, can I just tell you what the next book is? Because people need to buy it.
Absolutely
no,
not.
No. Drip feed it. You can do it on the 25th.
Okay. Great. Can I give a little hint?
No.
Okay. All right. And no, that's
you
fair.
You can say who recommended you or who you found the book from.
Michael Bungay Stanier.
Oh, yeah, you've told me that, but you don't need to.
He mentioned it, which his book comes out on the 29th, which you should go buy.
George has said, going to need some better content to show up. Ouch, George. See you Wednesday, bruh.
All right, it's the Daily Talk Show. hi@thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. If you enjoy the show, give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's appreciated. Also, if you are on Instagram, go now, take a screen grab, maybe even take a screen grab of the live stream if you're watching live.
If you're getting quick enough.
And tag us, The Daily Talk Show, to let people know that you're listening or watching wherever you are in the world. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys. One.